Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1494 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection. You may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. We are continuing on a series this week on Meditation Monday as we focus on mastering Bible study through a series of brief insights from the Hebrew scholar Dr. Michael S. Heiser. Our current insights are focusing on what the Bible is. Today, let's meditate on Bible study. Understand what your Bible is. Insight number 27. The Old Testament came before the New Testament. I know what you're thinking. How profound. Talking about having a firm grasp on the obvious. Well, that's fair enough. But some of the essential keys for Bible study are hidden in plain sight. This thought is utterly crucial and one most Bible students miss despite its transparency. There are few things more critical for biblical theology than having the facts invade your mind and establish a permanent beachhead. Even someone who has never read the Bible can discover that the Old Testament came before the New Testament. This is the purpose of the table of contents. Yet even seasoned Christians read and study the Bible as if this observation is more of a trivia point than a vital clue to competent Bible study. I know preachers who don't consider the Old Testament worthy of the pulpit time. And I've had many sincere Christians tell me that they can't recall the last time their pastor went through an Old Testament book. The average person in the church has been conditioned to equate the Bible with Jesus, or the Gospel, or the Book of Revelation. Don't believe me? Ask a dozen people in your church this question and see what the answers that you'll get. What's the Bible about? Most answers will sound like you've asked something about the New Testament. Ignorance of the Old Testament is a severe issue. I would call it a hermeneutical crime. Since it came before the New Testament, it was the Bible of Jesus, the apostles, and the first Christians. The Old Testament is 3/4 of your Bible. The New Testament books quote from it for a simple reason. New Testament theology is tethered to Old Testament theology. Since it came first, it has coherence priority. It is essential for understanding of what follows. There isn't a page in the New Testament that doesn't reference the Old Testament somehow. Every New Testament doctrine has its roots in the Old Testament. We like to say that Scripture must be interpreted in context. The Old Testament is the primary context for the New Testament. Without a grasp of the Old Testament purpose in theology, any commitment to context forfeits its authenticity. Now let's move on to insight number 28, which is, read the preface to your Bible translation. Most non-fictional books have a preface. Whoever wrote it did so in intending to convey personal thoughts to the reader to help give the book some context. A writer may recount on how the book came about and what it was that prompted him or her to tackle the project in the first place. The writer might want to thank people who influenced the context of the book or provided assistance of some kind toward its publication. A preface differs from the chapter of introduction since it is usually considered part of the book's context. In other words, the preface doesn't contribute to the subject matter of the book, but it does provide vital information for framing and appreciation of the subject matter. In the case of a Bible translation, the preface explains how it was created and describes its publishing decisions on formatting and style. For example, the preface for the English Standard Version, or ESV, discusses the translation philosophy. The scholars who produced the ESV had as their aim a translation that was essentially literal, and proceeds to explain that such an approach seeks as far as possible to capture the precise wording of the original text and the personal style of each Bible writer. Consequently, the emphasis is on word-for-word correspondence. At the same time, taking into account differences in grammar, syntax, and idiom between current literary English and other languages. There are other translation approaches, such as rendering the biblical text thought for thought instead of word for word, or preferring to paraphrase the text. For serious Bible study of the biblical text, this is useful information, especially if you are dependent on English translations. We also learn from the ESV's preface that, for the Old Testament, it occasionally departed from the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text in favor of adopting a different wording from the Dead Sea Scrolls. Rather than insert a divergent reading from the Dead Sea Scrolls in a marginal footnote, the ESV puts the alternate wording in the translation's actual running text. This approach is most clearly evident in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8 and verse 43. This information is also vital for the Bible student. It offers a clear answer as to why the ESV translation would disagree with other English translations at specific points. Before your next Bible study session, if you haven't done so already, read the preface to your translation. Please don't skip it. You'll learn something that you can use in your Bible study. And let's return to our verse about Bible study, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week we will continue our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life. And encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,493 daily treks or read the daily journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, and most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcaster and Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.